for chili.
Yeah. Very excellent, good chili.
What's going on?
So you start out with, this is 32 ounces of chicken broth.
We've made our own broth. We usually make our own, right?
Yeah. And it's super easy, and it does improve flavor. You can just take a whole chicken and boil it for 12 to 24 hours with maybe some onions and celery thrown in there.
Filter it out.
Yeah, strain it off and then maybe eat some of the chicken.
Okay.
So that's onion powder. That's 1 tablespoon of onion powder and garlic powder. Before that was a teaspoon of brown sugar, and this is salt. We could have.
Dude, you put so much. Like, I cut out probably hours of this. There was so much of this.
Yeah.
You were like getting buff and shit. It was rad.
It's not the most efficient pepper grinder. So while you're putting stuff in this pot, you can be browning meat in the other pot.
We did 2 pounds.
2 pounds of meat.
Wicked. We did wicked lean.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked.
But, you know, any ground beef will do.
Dude, pork would be sweet.
It would. We made wild boar chili. It was pretty good.
I don't remember.
It was tri-tip. A long time ago.
We want to do tri-tip next.
Yes, the next one is going to be tri-tip. So, that's 1, 2...
What is it?
3 tablespoons
of
chili powder.
What kind?
I use New Mexico chili powder.
Why?
Because I like the flavor. You can also use ancho. There's a whole bunch of different chili powders.
What you recommend?
I prefer New Mexico. I just like the flavor of it.
Brown, brown, brown.
So brown your meat.
Meet the meat. Hello.
Hello. How's
it going?
Hello.
So that starts to boil?
Yeah. So you want to get it simmering about like that. Drain your meat. Drain off the beef juice.
Cow juice.
And then you put the beef in after cooking that mixture right there for 30 minutes. So this is after 30 minutes.
So get the spices with the broth.
You cook the spices in the broth for 30 minutes.
Like a boil? Simmer or boil?
Yeah, just a simmer, you know.
And then combined.
Yeah. And then you're going to boil this mixture, well, simmer it, for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And in a second, we'll show you what that kind of looks like. So don't go running errands. Unless you know what you're
doing. So this is 2 hours later?
Yeah, so 2 hours later I get these ready. 3 tomatoes, some form of Anaheim pepper, and a jalapeno. And there's going to be some onion in there also. I just chopped these coarsely. I don't really need them super fine because we're just going to blend them.
And then boil.
Yeah, just add it in the mix.
Have you ever made this without doing that? I guess you could use...
Most people don't use fresh stuff like this. Like, this is what makes this chili recipe stand out.
To the max.
In my opinion, yes. It takes it to the max. Using fresh tomatoes and fresh peppers.
Because most people, I assume you just use, what, tomato sauce? Tomato paste?
Tomato paste, yeah. Or tomato sauce.
Have you made it that way?
Most people also use, like, Salsan Goya premix, like, bouillon... cube kind of stuff. I don't use any of that stuff
either. But it's probably pretty good.
I'm sure it's
good. How does your dad make it?
That's what he does.
He uses
Salsan Goya.
Which is funny because this is his recipe, right?
Yes, this is my adapted version of his recipe.
But his is probably really, really good.
It is good. It's very good. Mine better.
We should have some sort of competition.
A cook-off. Yeah. So yeah, blend all this together. It makes a delicious smell. You'll want to add a little water.
Yeah.
Don't drink that. Pour it in there.
So this is 2 hours later, right?
Yeah, so after you boil the meat in...
Simmer.
after you simmer it. They call it a 9 double boil. So if you looked at it, there should be, theoretically, there should be 9 bubbles at any given time.
I hope you guys can count.
Yeah. You just want it, you don't want it boiling, you want it simmering, but not like, not too low. There's, you know, there's the perfect touch. So this is cumin. You put a tablespoon of cumin.
How come you don't do it earlier?
It's the secret of the chili.
Are you joking?
It's magic.
You are joking.
No, it's science. It's chili science. That's why you don't put the cumin in at the beginning.
Oh, whatever.
You put it in after you put it in, put in all the tomatoes and fresh peppers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
After the 2-hour mark.
Mm-hmm. Is that written down on the recipe?
It is, actually. It's right here. 1 tablespoon of cumin.
I make, like, paper noises.
Yes. So then you boil it for another 30 minutes. And it starts looking like this. Looks really delicious. And we add a little bit of sriracha sauce.
Which is a first, I don't think we've done that before.
We don't usually put sriracha, but
I was surprised you did it. You're usually like, it's too garlicky.
So, you know, roughly 2 ounces. That might have been less than 2 ounces. And then you boil it for, you know, another 20 minutes. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less, depending on how thick you want it. This is more or less what ours ended up looking like.
Enjoy!
That's it. It's really, really good.
Biatch.
This is how you make excellent chili.
Bitch.